Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The trial of two Sudanese pastors, a Czech Christian aid worker, and a Sudanese man in Sudan has resumed. Their death penalty case highlights the damage being done by standing apostasy and blasphemy laws. An advocacy worker we'll call Kay explains what's at stake.
This law affects 1.3 billion people. They don't have the freedom in their laws to change belief. In 12 countries, it is death sentence. In another 12 countries, it is illegal to do it. They don't have the right to exist.
Our call to action? Advocate, not only just to other people, but also before the throne of heaven.
This is going to be our prayer, that these laws will be abolished, that people will have freedom to leave Islam and to practice their new belief and exist and have their full civil right.
And in China, the registered church is facing a nationwide challenge. How do we reach the next generation and raise up new church leaders? Eric Berkland of China Partners says in China, youth outreach looks quite different from the United States. It includes people from 20 to 40 years old, and he describes the current church makeup.
Majority of the people that attend are very old. I'm talking anywhere between 65 to 80, and mostly women. And so there's a huge discrepancy between those who are actually attending church and those people who they would like to reach.
China Partners working with the registered church to strategize how to bridge the gap to the next generation. And they could use your prayer for guidance. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. Join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You can find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.